Famously, auditors have always been portrayed as methodical and therefore thunderously dull people. The great writer of stories about crime, scandal and private eyes in Southern California in the midst of the last century knew all about them. Raymond Chandler was a wonderful writer, and oddly, for someone who subsequently made his name writing about the mean streets of Los Angeles, he learned his skills with the English language from the same teacher at Dulwich College in the leafier parts of South London as P.G. Wodehouse had a few years before. It may be hard in your mind to link Philip Marlowe, gun-packing L.A. special investigator, with the world of Jeeves and Wooster, but such are the delightful and unexpected connections that life throws up. Chandler ended up in Southern California and worked briefly as a bookkeeper before scaling the business heights, tumbling down again as an alcoholic, and somewhat late in life writing the books that made his name and became such famous films as The Big Sleep and The Long Goodbye. He knew his detail. Here in the book The Lady in the Lake in 1943, Philip Marlowe goes to interview a CPA, a certified public accountant, while trying to sort out a particularly nasty murder. Grayson was a long, stooped, yellow-faced man with high shoulders, bristly eyebrows and almost no chin. The upper part of his face meant business. The lower part was just saying goodbye. He wore bifocals and he'd been gnawing fretfully at the evening paper. I'd looked him up in the city directory. He was a CPA and looked it every inch. He even had ink on his fingers and there were four pencils in the pocket of his open vest. As I said, methodical and dull. And a sudden outbreak of recent research reports seems to confirm this. Research reports from accounting firm Grant Thornton and the ACCA, and from the Financial Reporting Council and ICAS, while focusing on much wider issues, do show glimpses of the old Achilles heel of the auditor. An anonymous member of one of the focus groups set up by the researchers blamed regulation. Regulation makes the job much more boring, they said. And you can really feel the weariness expressed in the comment. And another pointed out how systems had made life easier, but much less effective for the people on the audit. This is how a member of one of the discussion groups during the Financial Reporting Council's commissioned research described the current state of affairs. One of the pictures was the audit team in the audit room. And there they were, 11 of them, around the table with their laptops, and that was their audit. I said to her, you know, when I was doing an audit, that room would have been empty, because we'd all be out on the floor asking questions, finding out how the business works and, you know, looking people in the face and finding out about it. Now, partly because they're worried about the legal repercussions, they email someone in the next room asking them a question to make sure there's an audit trail so that they can email it back again the next day and give them the answer. There is a great truth here. Talking to people face to face gives you a much better feel for what is really going on. And in many ways, the audit and the auditor's efforts ought to be much closer to the Philip Marlowe school of private investigators. They should be trying to find things out, rather than simply trying to verify if the results comply with the standards, the regulations, and what the CFO and the audit firm would like to convey. And if you read on in that chapter of The Lady in the Lake, you find that truth made plain. The CPA may have given the impression of being dull and methodical, but he understands what is going on underneath the veneer of the business. Marlowe, trying to pry some information about a dubious character out of him, suggests that this guy is one of these people who seem to have no job and no money, but still gets around happily and successfully. Grayson, the CPA, comes up with the right analysis, exactly the perception that the auditor should. It's nothing to do with facts and figures, and all to do with understanding. He smiled wryly. I've come across traces of them in my work. Unsecured loans, long outstanding, investments on the face of them worthless, made by men who would not be likely to be making worthless investments. Bad debts that should obviously be charged off and have not been for fear of inviting scrutiny from the income tax people. Oh yes, those things can easily be arranged. That's the sort of opinion and understanding that tells you where the truth lies. And that, after all, is what the audit should be all about.